At least 5 ships carrying migrants and refugees from the Middle East and Africa have sunk in the Mediterranean in recent weeks. The deadliest shipwreck occurred about 300 miles off the coast of the island of Malta. Survivors estimate as many as 500 passengers were on board when a second boat piloted by human smugglers rammed into it, causing it to sink. Smugglers had already forced the passengers, who had set out from Damietta, Egypt on September 6th, to change ships 3 times. Survivors of the shipwreck told investigators from the International Organization for Migration they were refusing to change boats a 4th time due to safety concerns when the ramming occurred. IOM spokesperson Joe Millman.
There was some kind of scuffle or something happened. We have different reports, but the traffickers who were monitoring this ship from another smaller ship, supposedly there were about 10 of them, just off the side of this other ship in another boat, began ramming it until it began to sink, and it sank pretty quickly. It was almost a total loss of life. There have been a few bodies recovered. We have 11 survivors that we know of that IOM has interviewed in Sicily, Malta, and Crete. And of those 11, 8 are Palestinians who we think are all from Gaza. And we have reason to think that most of the passengers on this boat were from Gaza.
An immigration agreement between Italy and Egypt may give undocumented Egyptians an incentive to claim they are Palestinians. However, Millman says survivors of this shipwreck indicated many of the passengers had received aid money to repair homes damaged in the recent Israeli bombing campaign. Some opted to use those funds to flee to Europe rather than rebuild. Millman says reckless negligence has become common in the human smuggling trade, but the ramming incident seems like an escalation of violence against migrants that has been steadily building over time.
We're hearing all those kinds of things all summer, and this is the first time anyone's described alleged traffickers laughing as they ram the boat. So I would say, yes, that seems a first, but something awful close to this has been going on for weeks.
While the IOM has noticed a spike in Palestinians attempting to enter Europe since this summer, conflicts in other countries have been fueling a massive wave of migration. The United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, estimates 3 million Syrians have fled since the start of the civil war there in 2011. Carlota Sami, UNHCR spokesperson for the region of Southern Europe, says Syrians and Eritreans make up half of the refugees arriving in Europe via Italy.
We have also Iraqis and Palestinians from Gaza. And what we are calling for is to maintain the rescue operations in place. It's so much needed at the moment. But also to pair this rescue operation with a strategy that European countries should put in place in order to offer action, specific programs to refugees to find protection in Europe in a legal way.
This year's current death toll for migrants and refugees in the Mediterranean is already triple what it was in 2013 and is expected to top 3,000 by year's end. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.